Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback, 715-845-2155. As we get this show underway, it's Wednesday. It's a little soggy out there, but it's nice in here. All right, we start off this morning by talking about a person by the name of Jennifer Blair. Jennifer is considering filing a lawsuit against a clinic that is run and operated by Planned Parenthood that was in her neighborhood providing free mammograms and other cancer screenings for low-income women. The circumstance is that Jennifer Blair, 62 years old, does not have health insurance, went into the clinic, went through the screening process, asked a whole bunch of questions. Everything seemed to go in line. And then all of a sudden, Jennifer was denied service and said, no, we're not going to give you your screening. You should leave now. And Jennifer decided, all right, this is not fair. I meet the income requirements within the age range, etc. I've noticed some irregularities in my body, and I want to have them looked at and determined if it's cancer. I should be allowed. One part of the story that brings up the discussion and why we're talking about it. Jennifer Blair, for the first 50 years of life, was a man. 10 years ago, Jennifer went through gender reassignment surgery and then began taking hormone replacement, a synthetic estrogen prescription to maintain her feminine appearance. So now that you understand that Jennifer biologically is a man, maybe now you understand why Planned Parenthood, the clinic, said, yeah, no, we're not going to give a free breast exam to a man. And if that was all there was to the story, I think I would say, yeah, you're right. This is ridiculous. What you're doing is taking away resources from somebody who actually may need it. You're taking time and resources away from a woman, a biological woman, that may have an issue and may need it. Well, that's not all there is to the story. This is a multi-faceted story. And I open it up for our discussion because there's so many aspects to this that it makes you kind of put your brain into gear and think, well, all right, what if that this? What if this? The chemical that this individual is taking every day, estradiol, which is, according to the story, a doctor-prescribed synthetic estrogen. The side effects can include an increased rate of tumors and breast cancer. Well, now that throws a different twist into things. This individual, while they have chosen to change their body and live in a manner that was different from the way they were originally equipped, has granted, under their own free will and because of their own decisions, put themselves at a risk for cancer. But the question comes in, does that exclude them from getting a screening from a Planned Parenthood clinic? Planned Parenthood puts out that they want to help reduce the disease rate in women. Now, we also know that Planned Parenthood, their main bit of business is abortions. We know that. But that's not what this discussion is about. Planned Parenthood says that also they are equally concerned in providing free health care and screenings to low-income individuals so that they can help eradicate breast cancer. All right. if that's the case, even though this Blair has made the choice to put put themselves in that position of a higher risk, doesn't the Planned Parenthood clinic still have an obligation then to provide the service? If their desire is to help people in the low-income range, help them to quickly find cancer and treat it, then shouldn't they also provide that care to Blair? My opinion?
Yes.
Yes, they should. I agree with Tom. I think they should. So let's open up the phones. 715-845-2155. I believe, Aaron, you're our first call. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Seth. Thanks for answering my phone call.
Sure, buddy.
Listen, I think you're doing a great job of pointing out liberal hypocrisy here, in that we are told that transgender people are born this way, yet when it comes to the women's health that we're always told that Planned Parenthood is so concerned with, that they refuse their service because either they don't agree in women's health, or they don't believe that they were born that way.
Let's wait a minute. What do we have a response from this clinic as to why they are denying the service?
They say they denied her service, or Jennifer Blair. I cannot call it a her because she's not.
Yes, you can.
No,
you
can.
And yes, you should.
No, I shouldn't. Not a female, biologically, not a female. They said they are denying service because this individual is not a biological female, and that the services that they provide are for biological females only.
Well, so does that mean then that biological females, transgender men, or however you want to say it,
right,
should be allowed in women's bathrooms as well? Because I think the ACLU would probably have a big fit over that.
See, this is why I'm saying this is a very, very multifaceted conversation.
Yeah.
If you can't have it both ways, you
absolutely
have to stay. If you're gonna say, okay, an individual that's a transgender from male to female is a female, and that they get to use the ladies' restroom, and they go to a ladies' prison if they commit a crime against
not
society,
everybody is
then they have to also be given the free medical care from Planned Parenthood.
You know, not everybody is going to agree on everything. And I know you would like to think that all liberals are on the same page and agree on every mm-hmm. issue, but mm-hmm. it's not the case. They will disagree on things.
Sure, I can understand.
And really, I think what it points out is also that Planned Parenthood is about abortion. They're not about women's health. They're about abortion. And if they can't provide abortions to a biological male, they are not interested in helping them.
I think that's correct. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate that. Let's go to the other line, Gert. Thanks for calling in. What can we do for you this morning?
I have a question. Does this clinic have a sign on the door saying women only? Because men do get breast cancer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
All right. So whether this is a man or a woman, if he's concerned about breast cancer.
But I don't think a man can go to a Planned Parenthood and get a cancer screening for breast cancer. I don't think Seth or I could go down the street to Planned Parenthood and get a cancer screening.
Yeah,
I could be wrong on that.
And ladies, you're going to have to correct me on this, but I believe the predominant screening for breast cancer in women is a mammogram.
Yes.
I do not believe men get mammograms. I think you get the press and squeeze and push and talk.
At one time when I went in for a mammogram, the person giving my mammogram said they had done it on a man.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
They did.
Okay. Well, I asked to be corrected, and you did it. Thank you very much for calling in. Yeah.
Wouldn't it have to be never mind. I don't think I want to go there.
Please don't.
No.
Let's try and keep this I know. Thanks for the hand gestures. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name's Matt.
Matt, what can we do for you? Please ignore Tom. He's being rude.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I can.
Okay. Well, I can tell you as a guy, I actually had a mammogram.
Did you really?
Yep.
Okay.
Something growing in there, and it turned out to be just some extra tissue growing.
Now,
fine, but they definitely do give men mammograms.
And it was the same machine that they use for women.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
It
yeah, hurts. Okay. Yeah, and that's what I've heard, that it's just a very uncomfortable experience.
But it's well worth it, you know.
Tom, you need to go get a mammogram done.
Hey, and what are you looking at me for?
What about yourself?
I examine myself. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to the next call. See, I'm trying not to allow you to degrade this conversation.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me?
John, thanks for calling in. What can we do for you?
I got a question for Tom. When that guy goes in for that mammogram or whatever he does there, is he also going for a prostate exam?
What are you talking about? The man who became a woman?
Yeah.
Did
he screen for that?
I don't know. I don't know all of the procedures that are done to turn a man into a woman, and I don't know what would be required afterwards as far as that goes.
Search history on your computer says differently, my friend.
Stop it! Just stop
thank you, guys.
It.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I would think. I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about the procedures.
And yet we will talk about it anyway.
But I have slept at a Holiday Inn Express, so I believe this qualifies me. When you have this surgical reassignment, when they change the plumbing?
Yes.
Okay. That is a very, very good question that he brings up. Is that particular bit of equipment also changed where that is no longer there and utilized? I don't know, man. If you are a doctor and you have information on this, would love to talk to you so that we don't have to guess when
here
it gets
we go. Here
the...
we go. I've got an answer for you, or at least a partial
one. Wow, it was very quick of you to find information on.
Well, all you need to do is type into Google. I typed in the question: do transsexual women need prostate exams?
Okay.
And there is an answer here that says, under the influence of hormone replacement therapy or estrogen, the prostate shrinks dramatically in size over time. Anecdotally, the incidence of prostate cancer is virtually unheard of in transsexual women, and of the few reported cases, they were all people who transitioned after the age of 40. Despite this, doctors still recommend a rectal exam, but this isn't a big deal because the doctor already does that for both male and female patients anyway. So apparently, it would still be needed to be done, although the incidence of prostate cancer in transgender women is virtually unheard of. So there you go. There's our caller's answer right
there. There it is. Congratulations. Now, we'll get back to the societal issues of this case when we come back. 715-845-2155. Your opinions, your calls are important.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. It's 8:24. All right, let me bring up a couple more facets of this story, and then we'll be done with this, and we'll go on to our economy. This individual, at the age of 50, give or take, decided to have gender assignment surgery, decided to go from a man to a woman. Oh, and by the way, thank you for all the calls that came in during the break, letting us know the appropriate ghetto names for all of the surgery. Yeah, they were funny. I appreciate it. This individual has chosen surgery to alter their bodies so that they could live life in what they feel is going to make them happy. The first issue of contention I have about that. Number one, is that really all that much different from a woman who decides that larger breasts would make her happier? Not for medical reasons, but for cosmetic reasons only, has breast augmentation surgery. Or a woman that decides to have collagen injected into her face, the lips. Men who have pec implants and chin implants.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Wait a minute. These individuals have decided that they're going to undergo a physical transformation at the, and it's elective, it's not medically necessary, that they are choosing to alter themselves in order to make themselves happy. Is there that big of a difference in a transgendered individual who says, in order for me to live my life comfortably the way I want to, I need to have surgery and undergo hormone therapy to change me from this to this?
I would say yes. I think a transgender surgery is a much bigger deal than some woman getting a boob job.
Well, as far as a procedure and changes and the timeline and the psychological
difference, psychologically,
I agree with you. But in essence, when you boil it down, it is somebody making alterations to their body so that they feel better about themselves. That's the first thing. I'm throwing these out playing devil's advocate. I am actually surprised that you have that opinion. I would think you'd be like, no, it's all the same.
Why would you think I would have that opinion?
Well, you know, when we have this discussion again, I'm going to remember this. When we have this discussion again, and it's convenient for you to change your position, you will.
I see. And now, yeah, okay. Brother.
Now, the other thing I have is I don't think you and I, the taxpayer, should be paying for this individual's maintenance of their choice of surgeries. I do not believe that prisoners that decide they want to go from male to female or female to male, I do not believe that their gender assignment surgery should be paid for by the taxpayer. If they decide they want to make the change and they have the means to do it, fine. If the jail system will allow a private surgeon to come in or them go to a hospital and go, fine. But they stay in the prison they were assigned, and the taxpayer does not pay for it. If an individual decides that they're out in the free world and they decide, yes, I'm going to go through this procedure, you and I do not pay for it with Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, any of the taxpayer-funded medical insurance programs, none of it. If you decide to have this elective surgery, then it should be paid out of your pocket. Health insurance does not pay if you want to go in and have all your teeth capped and whitened and all that kind of stuff for cosmetic purposes. If you want to go and have elective surgery, like a little nip and tuck, it doesn't pay for that.
Does health insurance cover transgender surgeries? Have they been able to make the case that these are necessary medical procedures for some of these people? Will insurance cover them?
If an individual has been diagnosed as psychologically in need, I would be extremely skeptical of the doctors making that decision. Either way, I'll tell you this, though. If there is an insurance company out there that thinks that there is enough business to say, you know what, if you decide in your future life to have a sexual reorientation surgery and therapy, we'll pay for it, but you got to start paying your premiums now, then go for it. If there's a company, an insurance company, that thinks there's a big enough client base for them to make a profit off of this type of insurance, go for it. But it should not be paid for by anything that is taxpayer funded.
By the way, when you say the word insurance, I can tell you're from the South.
Why? What do you mean?
Because you put the emphasis on the first syllable as opposed to the second one.
I do in insurance instead of insurance.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It drives you crazy, doesn't it? Hey, listen. We had this discussion in my family. At least I don't say y'all.
That's true.
I do not say y'all, and that, I'll be honest with you, that takes a little concentrated effort. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be back for y'all after these brief messages.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.